Hey, it's Nicola with the latest. Record numbers of Sunshine Coast voters are set to pass their democracy sausage and instead head to the polls from today to lodge a pre-vote. AEC Queensland's Thomas Ryan says there'll be more than 100 pre-vote locations across the country, but not all are open just yet.
There'll at least be two in each division, including the divisional office, starting today, and then we'll open more as we get closer to polling day. Best thing to do is check the website, so they'll have the details of where those early voting centres are located.
Perugian Beach Community House was at capacity on Saturday afternoon with local residents gathering to discuss the proposed flight paths for aircraft approaching the new Sunshine Coast Airport runway. Air Services Australia released the proposed flight paths last month, with dozens of residents, mainly in Perugian Beach, Marcus Beach and nearby hinterland homes, expressing their fears about planes flying regularly overhead at 3,000 feet on the approach from Sydney and Melbourne. The Sunshine Coast Airport's expansion project director says the flight paths were put together by a consultant. However, he's urging residents to lodge their concerns before tomorrow's 5 p.m. deadline for public submissions. Briefly overnight, a male cyclist suffered abrasions to his legs after crashing his bike just before 2 this morning at Alexandra Headland. He was treated by paramedics before being taken to hospital. And the Sunshine Coast Falcons are still flying high, now celebrating their 8th straight win in the Q Cup season. Our boys were against the Mackay Cutters at Boc Arena on Saturday night and continued their flawless start to the season with a 30-10 point victory. They'll hit the field again on Sunday against South's Logan Magpies.